The Osgood File, sponsored by the new Bose QuietComfort 3 acoustic noise-canceling headphones and by Insure.com. Call 1-800-323-4178 or visit Insure.com. This is Dave Ross and for Charles Osgood. Today is the day we remember Gerald Ford with a state funeral, and that's telling us something. More after this from Charlie. State funerals, like the one today for Gerald Ford, were once quite controversial in America. The nation's founders considered the parades and pomp much too British for a government of the people, and so even George Washington himself, when he died in 1799, did not get a state funeral, only a general day of mourning. Abraham Lincoln's assassination changed all that. In that case, the suddenness of the event and the trauma of the Civil War demanded something out of the ordinary. Today's ceremony has a different context, but reminds us that a president, although an ordinary human being, has been given extraordinary responsibility, and the words he speaks and the papers he signs change people's lives. When you consider the things that Gerald Ford is remembered for, the Nixon pardon, the human rights treaty with the old Soviet Union, these were pieces of paper that he signed. All the talk of courage wasn't about running across a battlefield under fire or pulling a buddy from the wreckage, but about putting pen to paper or uttering a few words into a telephone and taking responsibility for the unknowable consequences. A state funeral reminds us that even signing a piece of paper can affect millions of people. And in Gerald Ford's case, the spectacle today reminds us that what contemporaries thought wrong can eventually be judged by history to have been right. Under different circumstances, Gerald Ford might have been remembered as the man who presided over the final fall of Vietnam, the only war we ever, quote, lost. It was, after all, on his watch that we saw those humiliating pictures of the helicopters evacuating the American embassy in Saigon. That today he is being remembered instead for his courage and decency ought to tell us something. The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network. The Osgood File, Tuesday, January 2nd, 2007.